We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember to bleed blue and white and drink blue and light. All right, it's quarter number four. We're going to finish strong. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're going to talk about quarter number four. We're talking about potential players who are still on the Penn State roster under scholarship and have not entered themselves into the transfer portal.
There's only like four.
Yeah, who I know. Who are the potential replacements for the five guys who declared themselves eligible early for the NFL draft? Position by position, we'll look at each position. We're not going to say grade them or everything, but we'll look at them and look at the guys and say whether or not you feel good about it or whether you got some concerns about it. And we'll look at all five of them. You got a running back, you got guard, tackle, DN, D tackle, across the board. So let's start with the running back position. Miles Sanders going to the NFL. Let's look at the depth chart as it sets up right now. I see, obviously, Ricky Slade. I'm kind of excited about that kid the way I was excited about Miles Sanders last year. Coaching staff loves Journey Brown. They love that guy, don't they? They give him minutes and snaps sometime. And in the bowl game, wasn't it kind of equal to Slade? That you saw Brown in there for Slade?
Well, both I mean, yeah, and the reason is that Ricky Slade's, what, is he 200 pounds yet? I mean, you don't want to give him, how many snaps do you want to give Ricky Slade? So that's the question moving forward. Do you try and put weight on Ricky Slade, really good weight? Do you want him at 200 pounds kind of so he keeps his speed and then you have a banger? I don't know if Journey Brown's a banger, but maybe Noah Kane, who is a big boy that's in a January enrollee. You know, they have some options. Devin Ford, obviously.
Correct.
But, Ross, when you look at it, how do you think – I think it's more likely you'll see a much more of a committee-like approach, at least maybe for the first month of the season until they sort some things out.
I would agree with that, and this is one of the positions I would say – out of the five that we're going to talk about, this is probably, in my mind, right in the middle. In other words, I'm not freaking out about it like maybe a couple other positions, but this is a big loss. And now we kind of thought it was coming, but Ricky Slade has shown flashes of brilliance, very unproven in the passing game, very unproven in pass protection. Running back is not just running with the football. Now, maybe he'll be great at those things. I don't know. His high school tape was pretty good, catch the ball out of the backfield.
Right.
But blitz pickup's a major thing. And I don't know. Journey Brown looks awesome physically. He was state sprint champion. But has he done anything that's really been impressive as a football player?
He doesn't get the ball a lot.
He
didn't really use him on special teams. Like, and that's usually where you get an inkling that maybe he's aggressive or he can.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see that.
Like
speed.
Blair Thomas as a freshman or Keydonica.
Yeah.
Seriously, like
right.
You know, they put those guys back there when they were freshmen. So, what I would tell you is, I think this is why it was so important for them to get two running backs, because you never really know what you get with a true freshman running back. And I think their thought process was, if you get two, there's a pretty good chance that one of them will show you. Two highly touted kids.
Right.
One of them will rise above. And the Noah Kane kid played at IMG, so he played high-level competition. One of them will rise above and show that they're willing, that they're able to contribute right away as a true freshman, because I think they're going to have to. I think it's going to be Journey Brown, Ricky Slade, and one of the true freshmen. And how can you look at that as anything other than a drop-off from the last 4 years?
Right.
Saquon Barkley.
And Miles Sanders.
How can you look at it as anything?
Yeah.
That reminds me, by the way, every time I say that, it reminds me of the dude that was starting ahead of Saquon, and after Saquon had the Rose Bowl run, he's like, now you can see why I transferred.
Yeah.
Akil Lynch.
Yeah. I love that.
And that's like Nick Scott moved to defensive back.
That was the best tweet ever. Yeah. Now you see why I transferred. Yeah. That was amazing.
All right. Let's move on to another position. Let's talk about offensive tackle. Ryan Bates going to the NFL. This one, I think, Ross, might be Rashid Walker, Anthony Wigan, Anybody else? I mean, we know.
So this is a major. This is a major, major concern.
Yeah.
Because I think my guess is that Rashid Walker will rise the occasion and be good enough to start, right? But then who's the third guy?
Yeah.
You know, if you go into a season, you have to assume that one of the tackles is going to miss a few games, right, at least, and yeah, one of the guards is going to get hurt and miss a few games, right? Penn State was actually pretty healthy
this past year.
Absolutely, they were. You know, Mennett missed a game, and but not much.
Right.
Right.
So who is the third?
Des Holmes needs to take a step forward. I would also say,
is he a tackle or a guard?
He's a tackle.
Okay.
I think this is where the loss of Nana Asiju really kind of hurts Penn State a little bit. Because I know, Ross, you thought highly of him in the Rashid Walker conversation in terms of athleticism and what he might be able to do down the line. And I think when you talk about a problem spot, I think you have to include Nana's name and his absence into the equation.
Right. So either way, including Will Fries, who we know is coming back as a starter with Ryan Bates leaving, Penn State has four tackles total that I can – four total offensive tackles.
Wigan, Rashid Walker, Des Holmes, and Will Fries.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. I think, you know, that's also why they took a JUCO in Wigan.
Yep.
Right.
And I think Des Holmes, there was enough positivity of him as a true freshman that you'd like to think he'd be able to compete now. The problem is, you know, Penn State played all these guys young, Bates and McGovern and stuff.
Right.
And right when they're ready to have a veteran experienced group, those guys leave. And you gotta bring it up again.
You gotta bring it
and
up.
And it's
again.
Not like they're Jonah Williams top five picks leaving. It's, you know, McGovern, second or third probably. Bates, sixth or seventh probably. So that's a shame of it. But yeah, that's I think the breakdown. Would be my guess is end up being Rashid Walker, but maybe Des Holmes beats him out.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.
But their second, third, and fourth offensive tackles are all guys that haven't played a snap yet. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they played garbage time, but really have not played.
They have not played. Right.
Offensive line experience is important. Very important.
Speaking of experience on the offensive line, offensive guard, Connor McGovern, aforementioned. Bye-bye to my man crush. Here, some of the guys, we moved Des Holmes out to tackle, some of the replacements and the depth of this position. You look at Mike Miranda, Bryce Effner, Caden Wallace, Salim Worley. You're going down pretty far, but
it's Miranda.
It's Miranda.
It's got to be Miranda.
It has to be Miranda as a starter.
I watched him when Connor McGovern went out against Rutgers with an arm. He went out against Kentucky. He had an arm injury. Briefly, you watch Miranda, and Miranda is not afraid to mix it up in there. And he looks the part, I think, of a guard that can play not only well in the Big Ten, but I think if he continues to develop, I think he's got a chance to play at the next level. I think he's what James Franklin wants when he talks about a nasty offensive guard. He looks like that guy. And I'd be really surprised if he doesn't have a very good first year as a starter.
And he started the Maryland game when Mennett was out. McGovern bumped over to center.
Yep.
So he's got some experience. The question there then is the depth. I think Simpson will still be the backup center probably.
Yeah, I mean, and they've committed to Thorpe, I guess, a defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle.
I mean, he's the guy that Ross, you liked as a guard if he could get – you were worried about his pass protection.
His pass protection's a major issue.
You liked him in the run game.
So they've said he's a D-tackle.
They said he's a D-tackle. He's listed on depth charts. He's listed as
– I think he probably should
be. You'll hear his name when we're talking about who's going to replace Kevin Givens.
Let's go. Let's do it.
But do you see offensive guard and offensive tackle? Last question about the O-line real quick. If you put Mike Miranda as a starter, there's two or three guys, but they haven't played a lick. So it's not necessarily the front line experience that Penn State's missing, but it's there's zero depth with any playing experience moving forward.
Right, and those guys might be good. We just don't know yet. And typically, if you don't have any experience, you are likely to make some first-time mistakes mentally, which can be the difference in games or not.
So we're going to talk about Kevin Givens is next, defensive tackle. That's assuming that Mr. Suspended for the Kentucky game is back. It's all in a big pool. They have here's some of the names: PJ Mustafa, Fred Hansard, CJ Thorpe, Damian Barber, Ellison Jordan, Hakeem Beeman. That's the JUCO guy, right?
Did you say Shelton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Shelton, that's seven guys right there.
I think it's Mustafer and then the Akeem line
Beeman's forms. Not a JUCO guy.
He's not. Okay.
He's a high school kid.
I think the line forms behind Mustafer. And maybe somebody will. I think they like Shelton as in a reserve role. I don't think they want him to start. And let's just bring up Sharif in the conversation too.
So we can get to him, but we're
going to run out of time if we don't do it right now. Shaka Toney is. I don't know if he's an every down player. I think they have a lot of high hopes for Jason Owe. To me, the mystery guy that might be in the portal sooner rather than later is Shane Simmons. He's got to stay healthy and he's got to produce. This guy should have been positioned this year. Right now, we should be talking about him more.
I think DN, they're okay. It's opposite Yetur. It's Simmons. It's Awe. It's Shaka Toney. Simmons probably early down in distance. Maybe even Daniel Joseph early down in distance. And then Awe and Shaka Toney might just be edge rushers at this point. D tackle. I like CJ Thorpe backing up Windsor maybe as the nose tackle.
I like that as well.
I think if they give him a full spring and summer to work on it, he's got enough burst off the ball that he might be okay there. And then the other position, your guess is as good as mine, but it's kind of sad. It doesn't look like they have a dude.
Right. They've got projects, as Bob said in corner.
All projects, all question marks, and none of them have really impressed me. You know, Shelton, he's okay.
Right.
Mustafer really didn't do very much. You know, Barber hasn't really even played. So none of them really impressed me or flash. When they did get Hansard, I was not impressed by him.
Right.
So you got to hope Spencer can get it done and one of those guys steps up. But it's a major, major question mark, much more so than end.
And here's the thing with the Penn State guys, and you talked about the elite guys at those schools earlier and it being the second most position. A good number of these were fairly high or pretty high level recruits. They've just never materialized at sort of nobody has sort of elevated themselves.
Most of them are young, if we're being fair.
Young.
And Shelton wasn't that highly recruited. Damian Barber wasn't that heavily recruited. You know, they were kind of late takes.
Right. They haven't had one jump out and sort of become, you know.
The shame of it is, though, with Windsor and Givens, you would have at least been like, okay, they've got a couple starters.
Right.
You know, the other guys maybe aren't great, but they just need to find some rotational guys. Now they got to find a starter and rotational guys that they can be productive with.
And don't forget, they played those defensive tackles a ton of snaps in 2018 when they were going through that stuff with their defense. All right, gentlemen, that'll do it. We think, what's the one position concerns you the most?
Tackle.
Tackle.
Defensive tackle. Defensive tackle.
D-tackle as well.
D-tackle for both of you. All right, for everyone at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us, and have a good weekend.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.